Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of July 2016, and this is the 407th Moll Out Loud podcast. I do apologise for this strange end to yesterday's podcast. I forgot to stop the recording, and I went off and I just wandered down the street to see a friend. We went for a very, very short and very, 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 very slow walk around the neighbourhood, and I came back and I found it was still on. I haven't ever managed to work out how to edit my podcasts, but I did manage to take an hour off the length of time that it had recorded. And I thought I'd finished it at the end of the conversation because that's what it looked like. But I didn't listen to it until today, and I discovered you had some strange whistling at the end of it and a squeaky door as well. Anyway, it was, I did at least learn how to chop it off at the end. Maybe I should begin to teach myself some rather more sophisticated editing skills. It's been a very windy day today. It began beautifully. There was a huge dump of snow, and the mountain is very, very white, and it's so tempting to go up there at the moment, but of course I can't really even walk up Knocklofty at the moment, and so it was out of the question, but I tried to see it from as many angles as I could. And this morning I went into town to pick up my umbrella, which I've been using as a walking stick, so I've rather missed it since Monday when I left it at Qigong. And I took a bus down because I really feel that I mustn't exercise my leg too much. And the bus now takes a slightly circuitous route, and so I got the full aspect of the mountain on the way. And so that was a bit of a treat. And then I picked up my walking stick come umbrella and had a cup of tea. And was making my way back. I waited at the bus stop, and I waited and waited, and other people were waiting, and there was no bus. And we looked at each other, and it was really interesting to see different people's responses. I tend to become completely resigned, and I just, you know, wait there as if I might wait for several days without trying to worry about why the bus hadn't come. A couple of people were really cross, and one woman who was very sensible rang up the bus people, and they said, oh no, the buses aren't stopping there today. So I'm quite glad I didn't rely on myself, or I'd still be there. Right in the middle of town, we have this big department store which burnt down about 10 years ago. And it's just been a real hole in the middle of town. It closed a lot of businesses around it, and it sort of took the heart out of Hobart a bit. And anyway, they've been rebuilding, and part of it did open at the end of last year. But they've been building on another part of it, and the excavators dug down to the creek, and some of the older walls of that area collapsed. And so there was a big collapse in the middle of the town, with some shops falling into the water. So the roads were closed off, and the buses just weren't coming to that bus stop. But because where the bus stop was wasn't actually where leak. Well, leak is a it's a bit of an understatement. Where the flood was, there was no way of knowing, so it was a bit odd. But still, I had a really nice morning, even though there was a lot of faffing around. Just people being very kind, actually. I went to get a takeaway because I realised lunch was going to get very late, and in a new little Japanese takeaway, and the woman serving me came running down the street with my change that I had left behind, and a few really, really lovely encounters like that, and a couple of lovely letters in my email box, in my proper real letterbox this morning as well. So I felt very fortunate, but it did mean that I didn't actually get my novel writing done, and I'm going to concentrate on doing 20 minutes of murmurs of mole. Brainstorming, I suppose, to fill that pantry up before I have a work session with my sister. And I think that's probably going to be a bit it for the day. It did rather disappear from me, but I shall just take it as it is. I feel as if I'm getting a bit better at accepting what is instead of regretting what hasn't been. Sorry about that racket. We seem to have motorbikes going up and down the street. I don't know if you can hear them or not, but I certainly can. And I was really touched this morning to listen to Michael Knobbs' Booker long list that he's created of favourite murmurs of mole. It's really lovely to see them all there, and I feel very honoured to have my own list. I will put a link. Sorry, I sound a bit vague today. I am. I shall put a link to the page where you can nominate murmurs. And if you would like to, please do. I'm beginning to get a sense of which ones are working for people, which is really nice. And of course, people have different aspects of murmurs that they like, and that's really interesting to see too. So I'm beginning to think about how I'm going to compile that. I'm going to start making a list on Saturday, but thank you, Michael, for getting that list going, because that's a really lovely bunch of choices, and I'm very glad you weren't able to make one choice. It's great to have a kind of a swathe of them, and I'm very, very grateful to all the rest of you who are helping to make this choice or these choices for me, or with me perhaps. I'm not going to completely abdicate. I hope you've had a great day today. I hope that things have gone well for you, but if they haven't, that you can accept that that is just how it is today, and some days are just like that. And to go from there rather than regret what hasn't been. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.